The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Theorizing. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
And I wish I wasn't here.
Andrew's losing his mind.
Well, I'm sober this time, and it's a fucking huge mistake.
It's really weird because we've recorded so many in such a short span for the first time ever.
Yeah, like six?
Yeah.
In 6 weeks?
I would know. I've only been invited to like one, so well, fuck you guys.
You've been making a pretty good appearance on most of them.
Trying to.
Ouija number two. Do we have any space news or anything?
It's no space news, man. This is straight Ouija
just
tonight.
Straight Ouija tonight.
So okay. If you haven't listened to, I think it was Case File 19. Last year, we went out to the woods and tried to play this out there. Unfortunately, we didn't summon anything that time.
Yeah.
Well, says the fucking picture of that thing behind me.
Andrew might have a ghost yeah. attached to him, but
it's probably a good ghost though.
That's probably not. It's probably fucking Zozo.
No.
So what's changed from the last time is we now have 5 candles.
We're in a controlled environment.
Controlled environment. Ryan is wearing a purple cloak and a wizard's hat.
I heard that's what you're supposed to do.
And we have a new Ouija board.
Where'd we get this one?
This one is from Haunted Pawn Shop. We went in there today. So weird. We're going to record this. We're going to record this podcast. It's actually just the same one. We're cheap. We're not making that much money. We're spending it all on McCormick candy bananas.
Don't even have a case out here, but
you know what? I would get sponsored by McCormick candy bananas in a heartbeat.
We should be. We give them a shout out more than we should.
Might as well get sponsored by penicillin. Those things are fucking terrible.
Well, it's good for you.
No. No,
keeps you healthy.
Keeps you healthy.
Weakens your immune system.
Okay. So Ouija, round two.
Andrew, what's your goal for the Ouija here?
For it to not fucking move at all. For this thing to fucking not move and for me to go home and be able to sleep.
We all know this thing's gonna fucking move.
No, it's not gonna move.
We've been sitting here, we've been thinking about it. It's supposed to like really concentrate and meditate. That's what we've been doing.
I have no charisma at all on the mic right now. I just fucking hate this.
He's been complaining right from the get-go.
I walked in there. I
he's like, you know, let's just do a normal podcast.
Well, I could just sit and, I could film it.
I could just watch you just guys do it.
It's not a big deal.
I've just seen too much in my life.
Well, yeah. Okay, listen. If anybody's going to get fucking paranormally activated, it's the guy that's hanging out with dead people all the time.
That's
yeah.
why we want you here.
Why? It's not you getting paranormally activated. It's
yeah, but
me.
You're going to bring the spirits to the table.
Fucking.
Just by you being here, we have a better success. And this time you're not fucking on. Were you on last time? Protein shakes.
No,
creatine,
no, I was on the
alcohol.
ECA stack. Caffeine. ECA stack, aspirin, caffeine, and ephedrine.
It yeah. just sounds horrible.
It was mixed with liquor.
Yeah, and I was on the fucking
and
fireball. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it's just having a couple of fireballs.
And by the way, that ECA stack is for trying to cut. It's not for drug. You know, it's nothing weird.
Yeah, it helps when you're just like, when you're really addicted to cutting. It helps you suppress the urge
like
to cut.
Fuck off. Like trying to get dice, bruh. It was almost beach season, wasn't it? I was trying to get fucking abs.
I think it was almost winter.
Did it work?
It was cold. Wasn't it cold?
It was April.
Was it April?
We went way up the mountain.
For
so
me,
it was
it's
freezing.
Fucking summertime's bulking.
Okay, well, I think, yeah, it'd be nice if we can
We gotta get something.
Yeah, if we can get this thing to move.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and say I've opened my mind to evil spirits.
Why? Oh, see, you're not supposed to say that. You read the fucking
rules. I feel like easy spirits are easier to haunt you.
What?
Good ones are harder to get. Evil ones, like,
why?
Because I just feel like evil ones want
to
come back.
Have you played Pokemon? The fucking nice Pokemon are easy, always the easier ones to catch.
You don't compare Ouija to Pokemon.
Well, you know what, though? Like, to be honest, like, I think I can live with haunting. Like, what kind of level of haunting?
Says someone who's not haunted.
Well, if you're going on a Zozo level, that's like max.
We're not going on Zozo.
Getting scratched and stuff, like, wouldn't be. But, like, if stuff's coming off my, like, bookshelf and stuff every now and then, like, little annoyances, why not? Good story.
Didn't fucking China break off your... Remember in
JFK? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Episode of that fucking China came flying off the shelf.
Yeah, like a poltergeist. I still haven't figured out why that came down. I just put it back up. I forgot I even...
Uh-oh.
Get ready for the fall again.
I'm going to have to hide that before someone else finds it and gets mad.
Whoopsies.
Oh, I shouldn't have recorded this.
Yeah, Shiva.
Whoops. I'll find out.
It's all good.
What if Hasbro's owned by Disney?
I guarantee it probably is.
Right? It probably is. It's like a sister company.
Yeah. Walt's probably got children's blood in this fucking board. Orphan's blood.
In there, we're talking about how it's like thick. Like it's thicker.
Like I was feeling it. It's not just cardboard. Like there's something in there.
Whoa.
Oh.
Don't do that.
I didn't do anything. It was you.
Don't pick it up.
You hear that echo? That's fucking, it's like,
yeah.
It's coming off the drums behind us.
Okay.
It's a creepy night too. It's raining out. It's cold. Super dark.
Imagine fucking. Let's summon Keith Moon. Maybe we'll get him to come down here and fucking play drums for us.
Smash him out.
That'd be sick.
I'm so smashed.
Did you say John Bonham? Smash him out or smash
John
mouth?
Bonham?
I wish I said Smash Mouth.
John Bonham.
I hope he comes along with Zozo.
He's all down with Jimmy Page. His buddy Jimmy Page loves Zozo. He's a disciple of fucking Aleister Crowley.
That's true.
Whom we're gonna try and talk to?
Yeah.
I'm not really feeling talking to Zozo, but okay, I got some questions for Zozo.
First, let's just start. Yeah, we'll build up to Zozo.
Don't scare me like that.
Let's talk to Elisa Lam.
Dude, I think
let's find out who killed her.
I think we tried this, but I can't remember if we tried this first one. But
I've been reading the rules of Ouija. We have to have a goal. You want to start? Let's start with just anything.
Can we, like, do we have to have long term goals or can we have short term goals and change them as we're playing?
I'm going to say short term, we can change them.
Okay.
Let's just start with one goal.
As long as we agree.
And then change it as we go.
As long as we agree for our goal not to be to talk to motherfucking Zozo.
We'll see. We're going to build up.
I'm going to build up to Zozo.
As long as you're building up for me fucking walking out the door when that name comes up, I'm gone. I'll flip the fucking table.
You will not.
I can't handle that shit.
You'll burn down the studio, man. The candle's on the table.
Fine by me.
Yeah, fire hazard.
Fine by me.
Okay. So we got
to... What do we do first? And okay, who's... Are you gonna?
I got scribe here.
You're the scribe.
Do we know? We have to make sure we remember how to close this fucking thing properly.
Can we say fucking Orvard?
Just make sure.
Yeah. What? Zoot here, zoot there. I don't care.
Yeah. Orvard.
Orvard.
Yeah. Orvard.
Orvard.
I took French up to grade 6. That's how.
So
you
should know how to say it.
Yeah. Orvard.
Orvard. Okay. Anyways, you got to put it on.
Yep.
We all got to put our fingers on
now, it. Now, do I have to, if I'm the, am I going to be the talker?
Spiritual leader?
You start it.
Okay.
Well, he's the guy dressed like a fucking wizard. He should be the guy.
I know. I feel like that too.
Yeah,
can I have the hat? And
you want to have the hat for, okay, whoever's a start has the hat.
Okay. House Gryffindor.
Don't even joke.
Can you get a picture?
I'm Hufflepuff
like,
for sure.
You look like fucking, it's a sorting hat for sure.
Yeah. Ridiculous. That's what I look like, I guess. Eh?
Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay, the planchette. Wait, planchette? So first goal, who are we going to try to contact?
Let's just see if there's anything around.
Yeah, let's see. Let's just, let's try to make contact. Our first goal is to make contact.
With somebody fucking rad. Think about it.
We're just going
to
say,
talk to Jimi Hendrix.
Ouija, is anyone there? And give it a bit. Say that a few times, and then we'll see what happens. Whatever comes to mind.
Okay, are we going to get the Ouija chant?
Did you hear that, dude?
Yeah.
I did hear something. How the werewolf kind of... Was that same werewolf as last time?
Shh.
No one can hear on the mics.
Man,
but
I'm already fucking jumping on my seat.
I know.
This isn't going to happen.
Okay.
It is pretty much Friday the 13th here, too.
Put your fingers...
Well, let's fucking rip it.
Put your fingers on the planchette.
Do we do two hands or one?
Go Team Venture.
Keep them super light.
Okay, it's light as fuck.
Like, if I take my hands off, it flips over.
You're not supposed to take your hands off.
Okay, yeah, you have to put it in. You have to.
You're gonna get paranormally activated.
You have to. You have to get it warmed up. Okay, everyone, close their eyes.
Ouija, 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 Ouija. Can't you see? Sometimes words. We practice this whole rap.
Hold on, you gotta erase that part.
We practice this whole rap.
We don't erase it on this show.
Fuck. Listen, you were supposed to. You, I like, thought it was how many Ouija? No, I mean, fuck, like sets of Ouijas is what I meant.
I can't remember.
Okay, mark this time down. We gotta redo it.
It's too late. We had this whole rap.
No, it's too good not to do it now.
We had this whole Ouija rap planned.
Okay, well, we do that.
You fucked up on the first line.
Okay,
you ready?
I can't remember how it goes.
I can do it by myself then. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start the Ouija rap.
Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Ouija, 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 can't you see? Sometimes you scare the heck out of me. I just hate your Ouija ways. I guess we should have learned from the first time we played.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
All right.
What?
So that's the alien theorizing way to start the the game.
Yeah, that was good. I'm done. I like that. That's fine.
Okay.
Great rhymes.
So
let's talk to Tupac then. We're rhyming.
Okay.
Contact.
Yeah, I got the pen and paper ready.
What if your eyes just roll back in your head and you start writing shit? It'd
be fucking amazing because it'll be on camera.
Nice and loose, guys. Nice and loose. Just fingertip it.
Yep.
Okay. Just leave it now?
Yeah. Can't leave it steady.
Yep.
Let's get our eyes closed here. Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Is anyone out there?
What?
I felt the twitch.
Twitch.
You fucking locking down?
I'm fucking loosey goosey.
Vulcan death grip on this thing or what?
Loosey goosey. Look at that.
All right.
Lift it. I think you got to keep your elbows off.
Elbows off?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. I did shoulders today.
Okay.
Well, I'm serious.
Okay. Everyone down. Relax. We'll try this again in a second. Close your eyes. We are summoning any spirits that wish to talk with us. Are there any spirits out there that want to talk?
That was you. That shit for sure, buddy.
Fucked it up,
boys.
It's
weird when it does that, like...
You can feel like everyone's like trying to keep still, but everyone's like hands are shaking just a little bit.
Wait, what's that?
No. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Damn, man, just fucking DJ Dills.
I'm sorry. Let's get a little. Right.
Give a little fucking voodoo. Give it a little.
Right.
Woo.
Shake it up.
Blow on it. Do we see the dust come off it? All right. Don't put
what
it
is
on
that
there.
Fucking noise. That crack. Oh, it's your fucking sexy pants.
Okay, let's do two
sexy
hands.
Pants? Two hands?
Two hands.
Oh, I can't not go elbows then. Okay. That's going to fucking... That's fine. That's a game changer.
Okay.
That fucking hurts.
So our goal is just to make contact with something.
Somebody cool.
Someone evil as fuck.
No! What, jeez? Oh, hear that echo? That was weird.
Come right out of the drums.
Okay. Ouija. Is there anyone out there that wants to talk? Good or evil?
Get out.
Are you fucking
what? I'm not doing shit. I don't want this fucking thing to move, man.
Andrew's just pulling it. It's off the board.
I'm not fucking moving it.
It's off the board. Oh, shit. Oh!
I wasn't moving it.
Where was it
I'm
going?
Serious. I swear to fucking God.
Well,
it
was going to know then, so. What kind of fucking spirit pushes to know? If you're asking if anyone's here.
One of us, someone's doing something wrong?
I don't know.
Did you not see our fucking ketchup sacrifice? Or
we did
ketchup pack?
Blood Brothers earlier.
Maybe there's someone to talk.
Let's go back to two fingers. That fucking hurt my shoulder.
Two fingers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's touch fingertips, though.
Okay.
Sexy.
Ooh.
Okay. Anybody sexy want to talk?
Is there any hot locals in our area?
Single hot locals. Looking
spirits
for a great
out
time.
There. Spirits out there who answered us before. Why don't you want to talk with us? That might be too difficult of a question.
Spirits bounce around the whole board. Yeah.
Spirits are not
B
overly
slash
smart.
C. Yeah. You guys are nerds. Spirits, are you there?
Yeah, you bet, Zell. You fucking bet.
It's so hard because
I can see the muscle, like I can see his hand that fucking moving.
That's not me moving my hands, man. That's someone else pulling my arm. It's pulling my arm.
Oh yes, I want to talk to you guys.
Fuck.
I don't know.
What's going on with this thing?
Maybe because it's made by fucking Hasbro.
Let's give it
another shake.
Yeah, let's give it. Hold on. Let's put the plank head on.
Hold it up like this. Okay.
Oh, you want to try to no hand it? Let's just all put.
I'm gonna move it with my mind.
Oh, no hand it.
No
let's
hand
all
it.
Hold up the board.
Is that people do that?
We're doing
not,
it right
you're
now.
Not supposed to put the planchette on the board.
Not supposed to leave it unattended.
Oh well, fuck that then.
No, fuck. Leave
what?
It, Andrew.
No,
leave
just,
it.
You're just fucking trying to cause shit.
Spirit of Zozo.
Oh, fuck off.
Reveal yourself.
No.
Are you here? You bitch, Zozo.
He's probably like, listen, guys.
Big ass bitch.
I'm got more people to fucking talk to that spent money on a real board and really give a shit about this.
I
Zozo, are you there? Oh fuck!
I think
it's coming that way.
Part of me worries is that our Ouija board, it's got a little friction to it. Like she doesn't slide. Like
let's grease her. Glide. Let's lube it up.
Yeah. We got some Crisco or something.
Wait,
Astroglad.
Yeah. Like literally, part of me is like.
There used to be WD-40 in here, but
I don't know if that would work though, because I think we'd have to grease the board.
Yeah, you have to grease the whole fucking thing.
What else is new?
But it's fucking. Okay, we're gonna get this thing to work. Okay, Ryan.
Okay, I need the hat.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Switch up the hat.
I need the hat. All right,
Slytherin. Dally would totally go to Slytherin. Hey,
damn right
yeah.
I would.
Yeah, you're totally. You got Slytherin all over you. You fucking look like a Malfoy.
Yeah.
Fucking Lannister Malfoy. Get in there.
Everyone hates the best.
How come you guys never win the House Cup? That's what I want to know.
Fucking.
Just let you guys have it.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm Hufflepuff. I don't get it.
Oh yeah.
I'm a Gryffindor.
All right. Everyone, close their eyes.
Yeah.
Think deep. Join the spirit realm. Spirits of Ouija, hear our call. Are you here? We wish to speak with you. Don't be a dick. Push it over. You fucking pushing it? You pushing it. So it stopped.
I'm pushing it.
Were you pushing it?
No. I'm the person that least wants this to fucking work.
I want it to work so bad.
I was not pushing it.
Maybe that's
time.
Why you want it to work too bad.
I'm trying too hard?
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't even touch it. Just you guys.
The two biggest fucking pussies in the room.
Yeah. So
this is what I want to see happen. I want to see start doing figure eights like this.
No, you don't.
Because that's when you know
that.
The fucking
you
the demon or the fucking
that.
Spirit is doing the shit. And then it goes, watch. Ooh. Move your hand. Move your hand. That's what I want to do. Zo.
That doesn't
zo.
Spell Zo.
Yeah, it does. Zo. Z-O-Z-O.
No, it's not Zo.
Okay.
That's what I want to see happen, so I'll put it out there in the universe.
JoJo. Like 90s pop star JoJo.
All right. Spirits of Ouija.
Yeah, two.
Haunt this man to my left.
No.
He's an open vessel.
I'm not an open vessel.
He...
Praise
wishes,
be to Allah.
He wishes for
Alun Akbar.
100 spirits at once to infiltrate his vessel.
Run a spirit train.
Run a spirit train on his ass and push that fucking planchette.
The only way I want spirits to fucking get me is if I'm like making some pottery or some shit like ghost. I'll be in that.
Okay.
Patrick Swayze.
Hey. Pipe down.
Okay, my bad.
Spirit's about to fucking enter your body.
No.
And haunt you. And pull this planchette.
I'm trying so hard to will it to work.
Spirits of Ouija, are you there? If you're there, reveal yourself. If you can't move the planchette, show us.
Give us a sign.
Give us another sign, a different way. You guys just get a shiver?
Yeah, I did, but that's because you were just talking, I think.
I got a shiver. I feel it. I think if you get a shiver, that means something's in the room. We've had that fucking... When you yawn like that, you're an easy target.
For what?
Hauntings.
That says a guy in a wizard's...
Yeah.
You guys didn't dress the part. That's why we're not working.
Should have dressed up like we're fucking LARPing.
Yeah.
I would do that. That'd be fun.
LARP?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it'd be all over that shit. That'd be hilarious.
I actually made in high school a fucking real shield, a helmet, and chainmail.
Where is it?
It's probably my parents' house somewhere in like the fuck crawl space.
That's sweet. You should have wore that.
Just fuck come with a big kite shield.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck, I just don't know.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe in ghosts because I've had some paranormal experience, but I don't know if I'll chalk it up to ghosts.
Like I'm more on board that, like, I'm more like a meshing of dimensions. So like they're there, they might even know they're there. Andrew, you believe in ghosts?
Good question. I think I don't, just because it makes me feel better not to believe in ghosts. If that makes any sense.
Okay. And here's a weird thing. Here's a weird thing about doing the Ouija. So we've asked to give a sign, this and that, yada, yada. We've all taken our hands off the board. We've asked numerous times if something's here. And it's sitting on yes.
It's very true.
Yeah, I was just fucking playing with it.
Did you put it to yes?
Well, not on purpose, but I was like dicking around with it.
Did you
But that's the thing. You don't
try and do that. Don't try and do that.
I'm just saying. You left it unattended.
Yes, so happens to be the closest thing to my fucking left hand that was playing with it.
Reason however you want.
You could have left it anywhere. You could have pulled it off right off the board.
Okay. If you did that, spirits, tell me something.
Give us a sign if you're subconsciously working, but maybe they don't have enough juice.
No, we'll get some fucking juice. Like, you got me here being a hater. Prove me wrong. Move this fucking thing. That's my foot.
What was it?
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
It scared the shit out of me, man.
No. Andrew's just like trying to talk a tough game right now because he knows when he leaves us fucking, he's going to have to sprint to the car because it's dark out and he's not going to make it.
No, fucking sleep in my house.
So, I mean, from here to your car where you parked on the street.
I'm packing. I'm not worried.
Yeah. Tell me about your murder knife.
No, I don't tell about my murder knife.
What do you mean?
Because then I might have to go outside and fucking get it.
Oh, it's not here.
I brought
you have a murder knife, but it's not in here for protection.
I brought it in my car. I got my normal non-murder knife in my pocket.
Right.
I was going to bring it. My cousin, back when I was a kid, gave me this butterfly knife, who said he got it from his friend, whose older brother killed a guy and went to juvie for it.
Oh, that's such a cool...
So you actually have a real murder knife?
Huh? Well, apparently.
You know what's fucked up? I remember one time my parents went to their friend's house, took me there, and they were like, they either had a foster kid or they had like, I can't remember, but I was probably like 10 or 11. And this kid was like 14. And I remember him being like, he took me into his room. He's like, hey, check this out. This is my website. And he pulled up this like fucking anime porn website that he's like, I run this. And I'm like, cool, man. He's like, you want to see something else? I was like, sure. He goes, opens a drawer. She's like, pulls back his clothes, and there's like a handgun in there. And I was like,
oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. And he's like, pretty cool. Don't fucking say anything. I was like, okay. And he's like, I'm blood, man. I'm bloods. Whatever you need. And then I was like, okay. And then I left, and I was like, but now I'm like, he was like 14. Like, there's no way he was fucking bloods. I bet that was an airsoft gun.
Yeah, most likely.
Fuck dink. Yeah, it was.
I seem to remember a kid trying to kill me one time in his basement with an arrow. I probably blew it way out of proportion, but I remember like fighting him off and like sprinting all the way home.
Just trying to kill me.
This kid was fucked up though. He got like kicked out of school and shit like that. He was a weirdo. He used to kill cats, dude. Yeah.
That is weird.
I know. I swear. I distinctly remember it in my head like he was trying to kill me.
So he's probably killed someone, a real person by now.
Maybe. But back to the murder knife. Now, I've tried to get rid of it. I remember my mom found it, took it away from me. And I hadn't seen this knife in fucking years until we were cleaning out my mom's house and I found it again.
Get out.
Yeah, weird, eh? It just keeps coming back.
Okay, you want to try it upside down? It seems to slide better.
No.
Yeah, let's try it upside
down.
That's
fucking Ouija sacrilege. You can't do that.
Put our finger, one finger.
On the nubbins.
Whoa, it's got some fucking friction now.
Yeah, now it slides. Okay, who's...
Well, we spin it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right.
See where it lands? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan, you asked the question.
Spirits of Ouija.
Okay, yeah.
Are you there? It's closer to the
weird.
Yes.
It just rolled on the same spot.
Okay, no. Okay, we gotta do parameters then, if we're doing it like this.
Okay.
So halfway down the board is yes or no.
No, get fucked. You just stop trying to make reasons for this thing to work.
Right?
We're making it easier for the spirits to come through.
We're going
to
ask yes or no
if
questions.
If the spirits wanted to come through, they would have already.
Okay, ask a question.
No, maybe this seemed a little convincing.
Little fucking, KY jelly.
Spirits of Ouija, are you there? No. Nope.
That's what they want us to think.
Yeah. Conspiracy.
I just fucking don't. I don't believe that the Ouija board works.
Of course, it doesn't work.
Especially it's not like made by Hasbro. It's
especially
fucking,
not this fucking one.
And I want it to. Like, I'm like, put it on here. I'm like, fucking move, right? Like, just show me something. Talk to us. Do anything.
Zozo's a bitch.
I think we need to get a demon board.
We got to upgrade.
What's a demon board?
Apparently, it's like the fuck crazy one.
That shit's supposed to be real.
Where are you going to get that on black market?
Online. Yeah, people like make them and sell them. Yeah, they're like made of wood. And
fucking orphan's blood.
They have some fucking Lucifer in the middle and a bunch of weird symbols.
Lucifer? Or Lucifer?
Oh, Lucifer.
Oh.
Maybe Lucifer.
But I just... Because I put here and like I can like... You guys ask a question, I'll fuck put all my might into fucking channeling here.
Okay. Spirit of Zozo, most notorious of demons, are you there? We challenge you to come forth. Come forth. Show yourself. Use Andrew as a vessel if needed.
I've
only had one paranormal experience in my life and it had nothing to do with the Ouija board.
Let's hear it.
I think we've told it on the pod before, but at Steph's old house.
Oh yes, you did.
That creepy fucking house in the picture?
She had this creepy old house.
That's where they used to
live on just down the road from where I kind of lived there.
Anyways,
people have died there.
It was sure. It was like this old like 1950s house, and it had this like the basement was just like a hole in the ground. So it was like it's just dirt with a furnace, and you'd be on her bed, and the lights would be off. But you would feel like a heavy something sit on it. No fucking joke. This was the creepiest thing. Someone would sit on the end of the bed, and it was just like pressed down, like someone sat on the bed really slow, like something pretty heavy, and it would just be there for like 10 seconds. And then it would just be like slowly get up the same way. Just like.
That's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And we thought it was a fucking cat. Like, because they had a big cat. So we thought the cat was just like on the bed. And then we'd like check the doors closed. The cat's not in there. And you'd be like, what the fuck you do? And it happened a few times. Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
That would be enough for me to move out.
They moved out shortly after.
Yeah, that's... Nah.
It's fine. You know what? Okay. Homework assignment.
Yep.
We should find out who lives there now and ask if they've had any weird things.
So now we want to knock on their door.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
About 4 years ago.
What are the odds you do this wearing that getup?
What are the odds they answer the door with him wearing that fucking getup?
Well, zero. Yeah, exactly. What are the odds that you go through this?
I just come walking down the fucking driveway in Gandalf cape and hat.
You're not joking. You just knock and in all serious have you be like, oh, I'm just curious if you've had any weird, like, I used to live here and
I'm curious if the activity is still existing here.
Yeah.
They'd be like,
let's do it dressed up.
What do you mean activity? I was like, what are you in the back yellow bedroom by any chance? They'd be like, yeah, but do you ever notice something sit on your bed? What if they say yes?
That's weird. Then we
are
have
you still
them on
using the same bed?
No.
Then we have them on the podcast.
Be fucking creepy.
Because that's happening again in the same spot. Then we ask to do a Ouija there.
Somewhere like truly fucking haunted.
Truly fucking haunted.
Right.
Right.
The crazy thing is that happened.
I'm sick that day.
And then her one roommate was like she's like kind of like an odd character. So one of her friends was like some type of priest. And he came over and fucking supposedly cleansed the spirit. He came over. He actually had he had incense. And he was chanting.
You can't believe in one and not the other.
It's true.
What?
You can't. That's fucking stupid.
But he never really said he believed in the ghost either.
Why are you playing into it hard? Why? How are you so easy to dismiss the fucking ghost and or the priest and not the ghost?
Well, here's
because a priest's a man.
So
men lie.
Here's the thing with ghosts.
Ghost was a man or a woman.
Yeah. What's the point? Why lie as a ghost?
Why not come talk to us on the board as a ghost?
It's true.
The thing with ghosts is, if there are ghosts and they're like another like entity existing that we can't really like interact with them, they're not getting summoned by white candles and some incense. They're just
in
like
a fucking dork in a wizard costume.
Dork. I haven't heard the word dork in a while. It's a good one.
Let's bring back dork. Let's put nerd to bed.
Nerd to rest. Dork comes back.
Yeah. All right, dork.
I'm proud of this costume.
It's nice. It's
pretty fucking sweet.
I've actually played. I'm not with this hat, but I've played guitar at open mic with this cape on before.
You should. Your next concert, you should wear both.
Oh,
yeah. You know how you guys all have funky hats? This could be your funky outfit.
That could be your gimmick.
I just have this fucking wizard hat all the time.
And never
just call
say
you the
anything.
Wizard.
Yeah, the Wiz.
You gotta be a really good guitar player to be called
that
the Wizard.
Movie that fucking with the little kid that was wicked in the Nintendo. The Wizard.
No.
What? Really?
No, I don't remember that movie at all.
Remember and then he runs into that kid at like the fucking truck stop and he busts out the fucking Nintendo Power Glove.
Nope.
What?
I don't remember that.
The Wizard.
Not ringing a bell. Just leave this on here, just in case.
It's.
I gotta look it up.
It just drives me nuts because I'm like, you see so many like. How many fucking stupid videos of Ouija did we watch? Like,
a lot.
I'm almost.
Unfortunately, 95% was really dumb.
Yeah, and 100% fake. And like, I could just leave my hand on here and like just fucking channel through me. Like, I'm all for it. But
somebody cast a couple spells here.
You shall not pass.
Anything? Put all my energy into it, and nothing came out.
You fucking got it. You know the wizard. With Fred Savage?
No.
You
guys, ringing any bells?
You guys know way more TV and shit than me. Like, I don't know how you have time to watch it all.
Look at.
Well, it just moved a bit, which was kind of weird. Kind of freaked me out a little bit. I've never seen it.
I know what we're watching.
Come on. Just fucking move.
It is just inching. Like, so very slightly, but I don't know to what or to where.
To Zoe, hopefully.
I think I'd have to leave my arm on here for like a fucking hour.
Well, summon the devil. Let's go full tilt. The Dark Prince, Satan, the devil, whatever you call yourself, Lucifer,
Beelzebub,
come forth.
Walt Disney.
Prove us wrong in the world of Ouija. Make us a believer. if the devil moves this planchette right now, I'm forever a Satan worshiper.
That's something I could see you doing, 100%.
Seems like all guitar players got to be Satan worshippers to get fucking to the top, right?
Well, Paige was a disciple of Aleister Crowley.
It's true.
Try and talk to Aleister Crowley. That would be fucking... I'd be gaming. I got lots of questions for that dude.
Okay. So I'll get back on it.
Okay.
You want me back on that, too?
When did Crowley die?
Want me to look it up?
Yeah.
Okay. He's fucking cool, man.
People have really been requesting the Aleister Crowley, so...
I've been wanting to do one since we did Elisa Lamb. Like, that's when I first, like, found out about him.
We are summoning the spirit
hold on.
Aleister Crowley.
December 1st, 1947.
Are you there? Are you listening? Aleister Crowley, are you there? Are you listening?
You pushing it?
No, you are.
No, I'm not pushing it.
Fuck off. I'm not even, like, I'm very genuinely curious to talk to him. I'd love to. So fucking move this thing. Like, let's go.
Come on, Crowley.
Somebody other than Zelly move it. Don't be doing figure eight.
So.
Fucking thing, man. I really, like, opened my mind and, like, and...
It'd be coolest fucking thing if that thing moved.
It would be so cool. And I think when we do these, we're like, magic will happen. And then we get here, we put our fingers on it, we're like, motherfucker, Hasbro, we paid fucking $19.99 for this.
You know what I want to do? I want to actually go to someone who claims like who's like a real medium.
Yeah.
And actually can fucking... You just broke the planchette.
Shh. No, I didn't.
Oh,
it's all good. It's all good.
Dude, that'd be cool and have a seance.
Like a real fucking seance. Like not us fucking around. Like,
oh, man. See, I'd do that for
sure. That would be cool.
Like somebody that reads tarot cards and all, they wouldn't let you record it.
On podcast? If they sat here and they did our tarot card reading while we talked about it, they don't even have to be on.
Oh, man.
They would do
it. Somebody Google Miss Cleo's number. Let's call that bitch right now.
Miss Cleo. I forgot my
name. Miss Cleo.
That's a fucking good idea. I'd love to do a fucking seance.
Like a real someone who really has a connection.
Yeah,
we all gotta get dressed up in cloaks and shit though.
Yeah, I want to wear a fucking down wizard hat.
Fucking
too.
Cool.
You guys, jealous of the wizard hat? I knew you would.
Totally. Of course we are.
You want to put it on for a bit?
I don't know. I don't think I'm worthy. I don't want to put that thing on and it say fucking Ravenclaw or something. I'm not gonna take that chance. I'd be rattled.
Well, I don't know what to do with the Ouija.
Just burn it.
Should we burn it? You know what I say?
Why would you want to burn it?
I think what we should do is, regardless of what we end up doing tonight, we should leave it on the board overnight.
I'm going to leave it dead center.
Dead center.
Come here, give me that. I'm going to leave it dead center on the Ouija.
On the Ouija, yeah.
And if I come back, because I always come back here in the morning.
Yeah.
If that thing is moved just a little bit.
Yeah.
I believe. if the wind just like...
It's just, man, it's just such a fucking... It's so weird because, like, my mom was so scared. And, like, even when I was like, we're going to record another Ouija one, she's like, okay, be careful. I was like, of what? Of what? She's like, one time I was with my aunt and it spelled out death. And I was like,
yeah, I was there.
I was like, are you like,
you're not supposed to ask the Ouija, when will I die?
No.
It doesn't know.
No,
but
he knows it's not gonna happen. Now I got you.
Well, look, you're immortal. Look at your outfit.
No one got shit on me.
But my mom was like, "Yeah, me and my aunt were playing. It spelled death, and I've been scared ever since." And I'm like, "Didn't it ever occur to you that it was just your fucking aunt?" She's like, "She said it wasn't her." I was like, "But that's what this game kind of seems like you would do to little kids. You'd be like, do your chores, motherfucker. Like,
yeah,
fucking hear Ouija. What it said." It's coming to get you if you don't do your
job. Well, I wonder if, like, playing with Ouija, like, because I guess little kids are way more susceptible to the spirit realm, right?
Yeah.
Get a couple of little kids in here. Just a couple 7-year-olds, a couple little cousins or something.
Dude, if you have a couple 7-year-olds while you're dressed like that, I think we're in for
more
for a seance. I think you'll be on the sex offender list. Come with me, children.
Okay, well, that's out the window.
I don't even have any young cousins anymore, I don't think.
I got a couple. We're like,
I got none I'm going to subject to this bullshit.
Yeah, they probably would not. Probably not. Approve. I just got to borrow. Hey, Kim, I got to borrow your kids.
Yeah,
just going to play a little Ouija board.
Little Ouija. I want to see if they have a better connection to the spirit realm. See if they get haunted.
Attach a spirit to him. Tell him to bring it home with him.
Fuck, man.
Well, yeah, seance. There's got to be a local.
There's got to be someone.
I want to do it up. I want us all wearing cloaks. I want to have like a naked chick on a table. You know what I mean? Like,
who do we know that would get naked for this?
No, fucking diaper drive. We'll hire somebody that wants to lay. You can hire girls.
You
can
eat could you imagine? Sure, could you imagine? We call the same people that we do diaper drive strippers, and we're like. Yeah. Hey, listen, again, we don't need any stripping. We don't need anything. We just need you to lay naked.
On the table.
On the table while we have our seance.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And we all have fucking skimitars?
Yes.
We're going to.